Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. This is episode 79 of the podcast, and I have you to thank. Your questions, your comments, and especially your shares of the podcast or the actual site, coolfordads.com, really helps the movement keep on moving. So if you haven't done so already, remember to go to coolfordads.com and click on the email sign up, just so like that you can get some gems dropped in your inbox every week. I remember years ago, I spoke to the famous Manny Fresh, and he told me you have to do whatever you can to keep your movement going. He was talking about working at McDonald's or anywhere else in order to make your dreams or side hustles come true. That's the same principle I use for the podcast. I don't want to bore you with the cute stuff or how I like to say the stage stuff, but also I don't want to scare you away from handling your business. So I try to use my real life experiences as my guide for the solo episodes. In episodes with guests like Terminology, Static Selecta, and even Howard Linson, I try to find out more about their experiences as fathers. That way we all can look at it and say, damn, fatherhood is not one of those things that only gets done by the rich and famous. The issues we have also apply to them and vice versa. They might have a little more fame or money than us, but they still go through it like the rest of us dads. We can learn from them the same way they can learn from us. And that's the beauty of fatherhood. We can learn from anybody that's putting in work. A couple weeks ago, the minivan community came through heavy and asked us to have an episode with them in mind. And Nate Watson, aka Dad Swag on IG, came through and ripped it for episode 78. If you haven't done so already, go listen to it and share it with your friends. The big takeaway from that episode is that it doesn't matter what you drive. Your actions as a dad dictates how dope of a father you are. Nate killed it. Go check it out and let me know what topics or people you want to hear from next. Today is a solo episode, and I want to talk about two different experiences I had in the past few months that solidified why we, the dads, must not only watch over our own kids, but we must protect all kids we run into. It's easy to protect them once you know why. So let's dig in. Due to COVID, kids have had to attend school remotely here in New York City and probably all over the world. Gone are the mornings of hitting a corner to see kids getting help from a crossing guard. Well, at least for now. I was driving my truck in New York City and started to pull up to a corner that had a four-way stop sign. Usually this spot is a mess, and I'm the first to admit that when I pull up to the stop sign, if you don't drive quick enough, well, I'm not hesitating. I will skip you and drive off. Along with everyone else, this side street is one we speed on. But on this one particular afternoon, it was packed. Cars were honking like crazy, and a few curse words were being thrown out. As I made a left on that corner to head home, I saw the commotion. People were honking at a group of young kids, a huge group of kids, and the oldest there had to be no more than 12 years old. Where they were attempting to cross, there are no stop signs or even lights. It's on a pretty big hill. It's like that old game of Frogger, where you have to get a frog across a busy street filled with cars zooming by. It's a corner that usually houses a crossing guard for a school that's a few blocks away. But due to COVID, there wasn't one. Instead of people stopping for these kids, they honked or screamed at them. I didn't think much about it until a white lady that was coming from the opposite direction stopped her car in the middle of the road. She honked a few times and stuck her hand out the window. She was motioning for me to stop driving. I quickly realized what she was attempting. It was up to us to help these kids cross the street. I put my truck at an angle, hopped out, and told the kids to cross. They needed help before someone hurts them, and the look on the other drivers pretty much summed up the world. People, unfortunately, don't give a fuck about others, especially if they need to get somewhere. They honked at the lady and myself. One guy even jumped out of his car to curse us out. Chances are they didn't even know what was going on. We stopped traffic. That's all they cared about. As the kids walked by, the lady screamed out, "Thank you," towards me. I looked at her, nodded, and said, "Nah, thank you." Doesn't sound like much, but we just protected kids that weren't ours. Did people curse us out? Hell yeah. But I would have felt like shit if one of those kids got hit by a car because we didn't do anything. Imagine if that was your child trying to cross, but couldn't because us adults drive crazy through alleys where cops don't really reside. What would you want someone else to do? I know it's easy to say that their parents should do a better job training them. But there's a flaw to that thought. What if their parents suck? Or what if the kids simply feel like they know better than their parents? We all have been there. When you see a child crossing, if they are doing it wrong, help them. Protect the kids, even if they're not yours. All it took was stopping my car so they can cross. Not much effort was needed there, and it felt good knowing that they were heading home safe. If it's not going to put you or your family in harm's way, help. Then fast forward to our trip to Vegas. Yep, we took a vacation during COVID. Want to know how we did it? Tune into episode 77 to find out why and how we got through it. We decided to go to a wave pool inside a park called Cowabunga. After a long week of vacationing in the heat, the kids wanted to do a water park near their godfather's home. Who am I to complain? Water parks are a dad's dream. Happiness and lots of bathing suits. Don't fake it like y'all don't look, fellas. Stop playing. You know what I'm talking about. As I was waiting to get slammed by some waves with my kids, a little white boy comes up to my wife and says, "Someone said you have an iPhone. Can I use it?" My wife looked at him in disbelief, and she did the right thing and said, "What? Who told you that?" I crept over to hear what was going on, and the kid told me he lost his phone, and my mother-in-law told him I knew how to find it. Thank you, Gloria. That's my mother-in-law, by the way. Always throwing me under the bus. Even when it's for something good, she has to throw me under. I told wifey I would take care of it. Of course I would. I thought it would be quick and would only take about 5 minutes. But in reality, it took us over a half an hour. We didn't find his phone, although I tried everything to help him find it. We walked the whole park looking for it. We even tried resetting his password and other things using Where's My iPhone while my kids enjoyed the water park. But the kid was so distraught that he couldn't remember anything. He was going crazy. We even walked over to the lost and found 3 times. When I say we tried everything, I really mean we tried everything, and we probably tried it twice. Once again, while my kids were playing without me. Little man was in shambles and eventually started to cry. And I mean really cry. Like that ugly cry where you're like, "Damn, kid, like, shut up, man. Like, stop crying. It's not that serious." But you can't really say that because, you know, they'll continue to cry. I felt really bad for him. But it didn't go past me that I just gave up 30 minutes or more of playing with my kids to help him, a stranger. After a while, he said, "I'm sorry, mister," and gave me this big hug. Shit kind of felt a little awkward. But he needed that hug, and I needed the reminder that kids are kids. When they need us, they need us. He asked me, and he asked me in such a way that made me feel horrible. Well, not really horrible, just made me think. He asked me, "Why are you helping me?" As he cried in one of those sobbing voices that just stings your heart. That question, it was an easy one, but I felt it. Like, I felt like he never had anybody to help him, which was kind of weird. My response was simple. "I hope your parents would look out for my kids if they needed something." You could tell that that hit him. I could also tell that his parents probably didn't think the same way I did. Chances are they would have said, "Mind your business," or some other phrase like that. I can't really fault them. Once again, I was helping a stranger. But I truly believe that we should all protect all kids. It cost me my time with my own kids, but I can't hope that someone helps my kids if I'm not willing to do it for theirs. This was light work, but I'm sure the kid will never forget and will hopefully pay it forward. That paying it forward aspect is exactly why we should always protect kids around us, even if they aren't ours. The kid at the water park texted his mother a few times. She was angry, as most parents would be, as I would be. She even texted him that he just lost $600 and that he should be ashamed of himself. She was serving him through the text messages the same way I would have done. Chances are she handled it the same way I would have in the heat of the moment. But she was so angry that she didn't even thank me. He didn't even thank me. Matter of fact, the kids we helped cross the street didn't thank us either. Does it suck? Yes. But just like fatherhood, we don't do the right things for accolades. We do them because it's the right thing to do and we can. That kid, just like the kids crossing the street, or just like the kid that bring your dad to school day that has a dad that couldn't show up, they are just kids. And sometimes when their parents aren't around, they need another adult. A dope one like you to step up and make sure they are good. That's not your job, but it feels good doing so. The goal isn't to brag about it or to even have the kids praise you. The goal is to have them remember when they grow up that there are good people out there and they should mimic or act like those good people. My dad used to tell me, "Jimmy, I treat the crackheads in our neighborhoods with respect because they are humans. I feed them and watch over them in hopes that one day they can return the favor to someone else." My dad had a diabetic attack while I was in high school one time. He barely made it through. The only reason he made it was because a crackhead was there to protect and serve him. They called the ambulance, and because of them, I'm able to hug my dad, and he's able to hug my kids today. I owe them my life for taking care of my dad and allowing his grandkids to have him there with him. Sometimes the least expected person comes through and does the greatest thing for you. Karma, well, karma never misses an address. I'm a firm believer of that, and so should you. So I leave you with this. Next time you see a kid in trouble, a kid in need, or simply a kid in need of some adult guidance or help, take the time to do it. If your kids are around you, make it a must that you help others, especially kids, so they can learn what a real gangster or father looks like. Sometimes minding your business is minding someone else's, and that's okay. That's what a real father does. That's what a real gangster does. They protect. So protect all the kids around you, even if they're not yours. You are too blessed not to. Keep making your presence felt. We matter. Fatherhood is lit.